In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, Jesus says. I tell you the truth that in heaven, their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and he defeated the devil. There was no longer any place in heaven. The great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil, was thrown down. These who have overcome are they who've conquered by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love their lives, not even unto death. Dear friends in Christ, all of the world today, it's the festival of Michael and All Angels, which is always September 29th. Happens to fall on a Sunday this year. And it's a great opportunity to talk about the ministry of angels. Who are the angels? Who is Michael, the archangel? What are guardian angels? And what does it mean that Jesus, the Son of Man, uses his angels to save the lost? All around the world, in the communion liturgy, we sing with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. We are not kidding when we say that. Though we cannot see the angels, they are in our midst. There are 10,000 times 10,000 angels that serve our God and serve us, his servants. And a view of Resurrection Day in Daniel chapter 10 and 12 this morning, when Christ returns, the angels are sent to the four corners of the world. The book of life is opened. All the bodies in the dust arise. Unbelievers rise to everlasting contempt. The believers arise who are wise and righteous and shine in the bright sky like the stars. We will see those angels when they come and gather us. They are protecting us even though we cannot see them. Jesus, in this text, says the greatest in the kingdom of heaven are those who become like little children, a childlike faith, and that the angels watch over us so that we too can safely enter into eternal life. Let's first look at the Son of Man, then the children, then the angels, and then the archangel Michael. Because I'm struggling with my voice today, I'll keep it short and sweet. My father always told me, Dave, people will never complain if your sermon is too short. And no one ever has. So I apologize for my voice. On this day, we first of all see that Jesus is the Son of Man. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Jesus is the Son of Man. You and I are the ones who are lost. But the shepherd has found his sheep. Salvation and power, the kingdom of our God has come. The authority of his Christ. He has thrown down the accuser of our brothers. That's the devil. And how has he conquered him? By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony in their faith. Little did the devil know that through the act of Christ being crucified and his blood being poured out as the Lamb of God, the innocent Lamb of God, died for us guilty sheep, that in the spilling of that blood, the devil's head would be crushed. Our accuser would be defeated. The blood of the Lamb without blemish harkens back to the Passover Lamb in Egypt. When the blood of the Lamb was put over their doorposts of their house, the angel of death passed over Israel's homes, and they were safe. Because of the blood of the Lamb upon the wood of the cross, God passes over our sin and forgives them freely, because the Lamb without blemish has died for we guilty and lost sheep. Praise be to the Lamb. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we sang in the liturgy, the words of John the Baptist. In that blood, we are accounted righteous. In that blood, the shepherd who became one of the sheep gave his blood so that we do not have to give our blood. And when he was raised glorious from the grave, the angels who proclaimed his resurrection to the women, the angels who proclaim that he who ascended will come in glory, will come on the last day, and our eyes will see that lamb slain even before the foundation of the world. It's that lamb, which is Jesus, the Son of Man, who found you when you were lost and brought you into his flock. You are lost no more. You have been found by the Son of Man, who is your Savior and your friend and your Lord, the Lamb of God. Secondly, Jesus speaks about children. Jesus has these rough and tumble disciples, blue collar guys that were carpenters and farmers and fishermen and tax collectors, and he has these rough and tumble apostles gather in a circle, and he takes a small child and puts the child in the midst of them and says, whoever is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven must become like this child. To their astonishment, the apostles figured, these children need to become like us. No, Jesus says, you must become like little children. You must humble yourself through repentance and faith and become like a child, not because a child is without sin. We're conceived and born sinful in our mother's womb, even when we are a child. No, what he means is that a child who receives the gift of faith, who hears Jesus loves me, this I know, the child believes that, holds on to that, and clings to that, and lets Jesus be the Savior, have a childlike faith like that. Don't question whether God loves you. Be like a little child who says, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And humility and repentance and faith, that is what it means to be like a little child. Jesus takes this so seriously, the bringing of the gospel to children, like this child in the midst of the apostles. He gives that terrible warning that if anyone misleads any of these little ones who believes in me, it'd be better for that person to have a millstone around their neck and thrown into the depths of the sea. Jesus is taking very seriously the shepherding of children. In the Lutheran Church, we do that by having your children in Sunday school and your teenagers as well. It's the reason why we have a child care here and our Trinity Lutheran School and our campus ministry. We are bringing the gospel to children young and old so they may be in the midst of the flock of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus does have an aside to say today that once we're in that flock, because we're saint and sinner at the same time, each of us need to do spiritual surgery in our lives. If our eye or hand or foot causes us to fall away, cut it off. Get rid of those things that draw you away from Jesus, lest you fall into the hell fires rather than be brought into the heavenly mansions. We do that each week as we confess our sins of thought, word, and deed, and say, Lord, cut it out of my life so that I might be wholly yours. Jesus is the Son of Man and the Lamb. We are called to childlike faith. And also, we're comforted by knowing that the angels watch over us. Jesus says, for these little children, the angels watch over them and protect them and always see the face of my Father in heaven. Who are the angels? The angels are spirits only. Human beings are body and soul or spirit. Though the angels can sometimes take earthly form like they did at Christmas, looking at Easter like two men dressed in white and at the Ascension, they aren't human. They can take human form on occasion as God calls them to speak to people. But they are the spirits in heaven, the good angels, who serve God and serve us here on earth and watch over and protect us. And apparently the angels who watch over these children always behold the face of our Father. It is from this text comes the understanding of guardian angels that watch over our children. Any of us who have ever raised children believe in angels, because we've watched how the angels have protected our children in all manner of difficulties and afflictions and accidents, and we're convinced it was the angels that watched over our children. Perhaps you've seen the well-known painting, the beautiful painting of this little girl and her little brother going over a bridge over a raging river and storm. And she's holding on to her little brother, but over top of her is a beautiful angel who is watching over both the little boy and the little girl. There are guardian angels, and they watch over us and our children. And those same angels will welcome us into heaven, because the Bible says they'll be sent out to the four corners of the world, and when we are raised up, born on angels' wings to heaven. What a joy it's going to be to see those angels who watched over us here on earth and will bring us into heaven. And lastly, there is the archangel Michael, whom the church celebrates today on September 29th, as you heard about him in Daniel 10 and 12 and Revelation 12. There are two named archangels in the Bible, Michael and Gabriel. Gabriel is the one who brought the messages to Zechariah and to Joseph and to Mary about the birth of Christ. Michael, the great warrior, the great archangel, was a chief prince among the angels, in charge of the angels, and he is the one who fought a battle against Satan, the dragon, the serpent, the devil. These good angels who fell and led a rebellion were thrown down by Michael and the good angels, and now we call them the demons who accuse us. They are in great wrath. They know their time is short. They wreak havoc among people here on the world, in our world, as they tempt people and try to drag people away from faith in Christ. But in that spiritual warfare that goes on, Michael and the good angels watch over and protect us with the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. We can do battle against the devil and all his forces. We are not afraid of them, because they have been defeated by the Lamb. And as Luther says in A Mighty Fortress, one word can fell them. The word of God fells them. And Michael and his angels are watching over us and protecting us until that day when we see them with our own eyes. In conclusion, Jesus is the Son of Man, who along with the Father and the Holy Spirit created us and the angels. He is the Lamb of God, who by his blood has redeemed us from sin and death and hell and gives us righteousness, life, and heaven. Let us come in complete humility like a child and repentance and faith to our Lord Jesus Christ each day, assured that the holy angels who watch over us here on earth will be the same ones to escort us into heaven when we die and at the resurrection day. Rejoice. You will see Jesus face to face. Rejoice. You are his baptized little children. Rejoice. We sing with the angels and the saints in the liturgy as we receive Holy Communion. Rejoice. With the angels, we will shine like the bright stars in the sky when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. May we rejoice in this truth in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.